If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Gianni DiGiovanni.
And I'm Kat Jahn.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, we wrap Sony's State of Play, age verification is coming for Australian Discord users, and the Aussie Screen Music Award finalists have been announced, including four great games. Here's the news for Sunday, the 28th of September. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Sony held their State of Play this week, and there were so many announcements. We finally got a better look at Insomniac's Wolverine, and it looks so good. Pretty violent and gory, with Logan fighting off bad guys with his adamantium claws, but it looks to be pretty interesting gameplay. We also got to see glimpses of Mystique, Omega Red, and a Sentinel unit. The team revealed that Aussie actor Liam McIntyre, known for Taron Malakos in Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, is playing Wolverine. Nice to see them stick with an Aussie for the character. RIP to those Canadian actors hoping to take back their superhero, though. The game is slated to release next year.
We got a better look at Zero Parades for Dead Spies, developed by the team behind Disco Elysium. It's a narrative-driven espionage RPG where you play a brilliant but tormented operant on a desperate assignment. There's been some drama around the developers of Zaum after a number of Disco Elysium's creative leads were either fired or left the studio, so it'll be interesting to see how this one goes. That's coming out next year.
Stylish platformer Chronoscript The Endless End has a hand-drawn style with heaps of character as you bounce from pages and battle massive enemies. It's hard not to look at this and feel a bit of Hollow Knight inspiration, but it looks very cool. That's coming next year.
And finally, Saros, the sci-fi third-person shooter from Housemarque, looks very fast-paced and will change every time you play. If you liked Returnal, this looks like a similar vein of gameplay with that roguelike style. This game has a nice little Aussie link too, Gregory Loudon. Housemarque's creative director is Australian, and we've had him on Lightmap a couple of times too. There were heaps of other announcements at the State of Play. We'll leave a link in our show notes so you can check it all out. Discord has rankled some users this week as it starts rolling out its age verification checks for users in Australia. The UK has their Online Safety Act, which restricts users under the age of 18, but Australia's social media minimum age regulatory guidance, say that 10 times quickly, will block all the children under the age of 16 from the internet. Discord asks you to scan your face, taking a selfie when something decides if you look old enough to be online, or you can give them your ID.
Neither of these options seem great, especially as pretty much everyone needs to do this in order to prove they aren't an impressionable teen. This week, Australia's eSafety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant wrote to another batch of companies, despite the fact that games aren't supposed to be included. These companies included Steam and Roblox. They've been asked to assess to see whether or not they should be captured as part of this ban, but I'm going to hazard a guess that I know what they're going to say. Why can't we also ban boomers who fall for every bit of AI slop on Facebook while we're at it? My mum genuinely needs us to tell her what is and isn't AI. She's not even a boomer. She's just really confused by it.
Gen X's, let's extend it.
Doesn't that include you?
No.
I don't know how old you are.
Well, not that old. Jesus.
The 2025 Aussie Screen Music Awards finalists have been announced, and four great games have made the list for best music for a video game or other interactive media. First up, we have Cedar Jones, the composer of Feed the Deep. It's a Lovecraftian roguelike where you dive into procedurally generated undersea caves and is created by Luke Musket. Next on the list is Pinball Spire, composed by Starling Tan. The Canadian-made game is an action-adventure meets pinball, making your way to the top of a tower and solving its mysteries.
David Barber was nominated for the soundtrack on Rebel Moon The Descent, the VR game based off Zack Snyder's Rebel Moon, following a group of rebels on a mission that goes wrong. And finally, Tempopo's composer Jeff Van Dyke has also been nominated as a finalist. The cute game, which is all about music and sound, you rescue musical flowers and populate your melodic garden. You can listen to an episode of Lightmap, our interview show, where I spoke to Jeff all about Tempopo, if you take a look at the feeds of that show. But we'll pop a link in the show notes as well. There's such a wide variety of music and composers in Australia and lots that have made it to the list for this awards. And we'll leave a link in the show notes so you can see more about the games and the other music nominated when the finalists are announced on the 28th of October. Palworld developer Pocket Pair is back again with a new game called Palworld Pal Farm. This cozy-looking spin-off game has Harvest Moon or Stardew Valley vibes. You feed your pals, you farm them, you craft them, you give them gifts, and you shop at your pals' shops. The crafting and farming is set on the Palpagos Islands, where familiar pals will join you to build a dream farm. But unlike the original game, you can't eat your pals this time. They're friends, not food. At least some things get better about this franchise.
Definitely a lot more wholesome and focuses on making friends and improving your farm, although it's Palworld, so who knows? However, it hasn't escaped people's notice that they've announced this not long after Pokemon announced their new farming game, Pokopia. Very interesting. There are new pals in the game, and it looks like there will be a multiplayer option at some point. No release date just yet, but it'll be coming to PC.
Kat, do you reckon there's machine guns in this farming game? Because there are machine guns in Palworld.
What do you mean there's machine guns?
There's machine guns in Palworld. This game is
nuts. Why do you eat the pals? That's not okay.
Because you shoot them with guns. It's crazy.
Imagine if there was a Pokemon game where you just pull out a Glock and shoot Pikachu.
Yeah, it's called Palworld. I mean, it's legally distinct. It's legally distinct.
It's legally distinct. Don't sue us.
That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week, and it is a big one.
Out on the 30th is LEGO Party. It's a multiplayer party game full of wacky challenge zones and mini games set in your favorite LEGO sets, such as Pirates, Space, and of course, Ninjago. It's also made by Australia's own SMG Studio. Grab it on all platforms on Tuesday.
Here's a big one. Out on Tuesday is Final Fantasy Tactics, The Ivalice Chronicle. Finally here, the long-awaited return to the Tactics series. Well, I mean, it's going back to the first game, so, and you have been able to play that many times over the years. But hey, you can play it again, and I will play it again, because I'm a sucker. Dive back into the story that you love, but with new improved graphics, turn-based mechanics, voice acting, and more. You can get that one when it's out on the 30th of September on everything. PlayStation, Nintendo, Xbox, and PC.
Explore the stars and galaxies in Super Mario Galaxy plus Super Mario Galaxy 2 on the 2nd of October. It's probably one of the best of the Mario games, and I'm super stoked that it's being released for the Switch. It'll be the first time Galaxy 2 has been re-released since it first came out in 2010. The game will have slightly improved graphics, extra storybook chapters, a new assist mode, and so much more. Grab it on Switch and Switch 2 on Thursday.
Ghost of Yotai, the highly anticipated sequel to Ghost of Tsushima, is out on this 2nd of October. You play as a samurai, you go around murdering a bunch of people in Japan. It's about revenge and vengeance. It's got Japanese folklore in it. You can travel around and seek vengeance against the Yotai 6, and that's on PlayStation 5 this Thursday.
Get ready to digivolve in the Digimon story Time Stranger. Unravel a mystery that spans across the human world and the digital world, collecting and raising a variety of Digimon in order to save the day. It's out on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC on the 3rd.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kat John.
And my name is Gianni Di Giovanni. Thank you so much for listening.
We're taking the next 2 weeks off as it's Melbourne International Games Week. Most of the Sifter crew will be there, so it's a great time to join us on socials at SifterHQ or head to our website. We'll have stacks of interesting games and events to show off, so make sure you're following along. That's at SifterHQ on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and our website is sifter.com.au.
Sifter is produced by Fiona Bartholomeus, Kat Jahn, Naomi Jackson, Kyle Paletto, Adam Christou, and Chris Button. Mitch Lowe is senior producer and edited this episode. My name is Gianni Giovanni. I'm Sifter's executive producer and the script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news in a couple of Sundays' time. Keep following the feed. We'll see you then.